side. She'd never heard a curler's call or seen a bullock's hide. She caught a steaming mail train that was labeled northern bound, and shyly she stepped off the train in Queensland's western downs. She couldn't start the lighting plant or even cook a stew, nor handle any station chores like other Jillaroos. Father of the family then, his patience almost through, he thought that he might send her back this Sydney Jillaroo. Three sons were on the family team, the youngest boy was Tim. She caught the twinkle from his eye and passed it back to him. Against his father's stern advice, he drove her to a dance, and soon the fire had quickly spread their very first romance. The father rose and shook his fist, his face was crimson red. "You'll wed a cocky's daughter, son," the angry dad then said. But Timmy's trust was in his heart, her love for me is true. The church was full of empty seats, the wedding guests were few. City born and city bred, the Sydney Jillaroo. She slowly learned to milk the cows and raise their children too. She'd sit astride the station coats and cook a curry stew. Far in the west she stood the test, the Sydney Jillaroo. One day the family gathered round, the old man's race was run. A gentle smile stole from his eyes to see that she had come. He called her meekly to his side, he knew she'd understand. And ever since his wife had died, it held another's hand. It's time to cross the great divide, my earthly days are few. 4 years I've kept it in my heart to say these words to you. You are the answer to my prayers, the girl I never had. My dearest wish before I go, to hear you call me dad. City born and city bred, the Sydney Jillaroo. She slowly learned to milk the cows and raise their children too. She'd sit astride the station coats and cook a curry stew. Far in the west she stood the test, the Sydney Jillaroo. Far in the west she stood the test, the Sydney Jillaroo.